Maseches Tainis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Avru Elu Belo Nanu. If all 13 fast days passed and they still were not yet answered, it still hadn't rained. Mematin b'masa umatim. You have to cut down on business. Tosa says this is dafka masa umatim shal simcha. Of a regular masa umatim is mutter. The binyan ubenetia. You have to cut down on binyan, which is binyan shal simcha. For example, somebody who's building a house to make a chuppah. And you have to cut down on an etiyah shal simcha. For example, somebody who's planting a tree, which makes a lot of shade, or somebody who plants a tree on the day of a birth. The erisin uven etzuin. It's usher erisin and it's usher to make an etzuin. Uveshilas shalom ben adon lechavero. This is also usher kibnei adam hanizufin lamakom. When the rain doesn't come down, it's as if people were scalded by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they have to cut down the simcha. Hayechidin, chayzrin, umisanin, ache yete nisan. The Talmidei Chachamim continued to fast until the end of Nisan. Yotze Nisan, v'lo yardu gshamim. Simen kol, shenemar halok, tzirchitim hayom. If by the end of Nisan it still hadn't rained, that's a simen kol, even if it will rain after Nisan, shenemar halok, tzirchitim hayom, that we find that rain after Nisan is considered a simen kol. What was the Seder Taniyos? We said in the previous parak that if it had not yet rained by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Bezin was good to Taniyos al Tzibor. Altogether 13 Taniyos. The first three were not so chomor. They had dinim similar to Shabbat of the Talmud. The next three were more chomor with dinim similar to Tisha B'Av. And then, if it still had not yet rained, Bezin was good to 7 more Taniyos. These Taniyos were very chomor, as they blew the shofar on these taniyos, and they also had a special seder as filah, as we'll go on to see. Moitzian et ha-teva l'rchova sho'ir. The Aron Kodesh was brought out into the street. And they took the Aron Kodesh out of the shul into the street, and everybody davened in the street in order that they would mevaza themselves publicly, in order that they would humble themselves and do tshuva. V'noitznin eframakla agabi ha-teva. Ashes were put on top of the Aron Kodesh. The reason they brought out ashes was because they should have a zikaron to the Akedah Shal Yitzchak. And the reason why the ashes were put on Aron Kodesh is because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Bechol tzarasam lo tzar." When Klai Yisrael is tzar, Kaviyachol, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is in tzar. So therefore, to represent that, we put ashes on the Aron Kodesh. Uberosh HaNasi, Uberosh HaBesin, ashes were put also on the head of the Nasi and the head of the Besin. Each person also put ashes on his own head. The elder among them said in front of them captive words. It does not say by the Anshei Nineveh that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that they put on sakim, sackcloth, and that they fasted. That wasn't the ikra by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Elavayahe Elokim et ma'asehem kishavu midarkam hara. Rather, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that they had done tshuva from their bad deeds. That was the ikra for Hashem. Ubekabbalah hu omer bekiru levavchem ba'al b'gdechem. Kabbalah refers to the Divrei Navi, and it says, you should tear your hearts and not your clothes. The ikra tshuva is the tshuva from the Maisim, and not the Sakim and Tanisim, as that's only to be machnir yourself in order that you would do tshuva.